Unaffected by elections, unaltered by populist movements, beyond the reach of law, say hello to America's shadow government. A corporatized, militarized, entrenched bureaucracy that is fully operational and staffed by unelected officials who are, in essence, running the country. This shadow government represents the hidden face of a government that has no respect for the freedom of American citizens, no matter who sits in the White House or who allegedly represents us in Congress. This shadow government is here to stay. Indeed, as leaked documents by the FBI reveal, this shadow government, also referred to as the Seventh Floor Group, essentially runs our government out of Washington, D.C. And as the WikiLeaks data concerning the CIA's tapping into all of our electronic devices reveals, everything we're doing is being watched by government eyes. To be precise, however, there are two shadow governments that call the shots behind the scenes. The first shadow government, referred to as COG, or Continuity of Government, is made up of unelected individuals who have been appointed to run the government in the event of a catastrophe. COG is a phantom menace waiting for the right circumstances, a terrorist attack, a natural disaster, an economic meltdown, to bring it out of the shadows where it hides and operates. When and if COG takes over, the police state will transition to martial law. Yet it's the second shadow government, also referred to as the deep state, that poses the greater threat to freedom at this time. Comprised of unelected government bureaucrats, spies, corporations, contractors, paper pushers, and button pushers, who are actually calling the shots behind the scenes, this government, within a government, is the real reason we the people have no real control over our so-called government. The deep state, which operates according to its own secret agenda, regardless of who is formally in power, makes a mockery of elections and the entire concept of a representative government. So who or what is the deep state? It's the militarized police, which have joined forces with state and federal law enforcement agencies in order to establish themselves as a standing army. It's the fusion centers and spy agencies that have created a total surveillance state and turned us all into suspects. It's the courthouses and prisons that have allowed corporate profits to take precedence over due process and justice. It's the military empire with its private contractors and defense industry that is bankrupting this country. It's the private sector with its 854,000 contract personnel with top secret clearances, incredibly a number greater than that of top secret cleared civilian employees of the government. It's what former congressional staffer Mike Lofgren refers to as, and I'm quoting here, a hybrid of national security and law enforcement agencies. This is comprised of the Department of Defense, the State Department, Homeland Security, the CIA, the Justice Department, the Treasury, the Executive Office of the President by way of the National Security Council, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, a handful of vital federal trial courts, and members of the Defense and Intelligence Committees. It's every facet of a government that is no longer friendly to freedom, and it's working overtime to trample the Constitution underfoot and render the citizenry powerless in the face of the government's power grabs, corruption, and abusive tactics. These are the key players that drive the shadow government. This is the hidden face of the American police state. Just consider some of the key programs and policies advanced by the shadow government that pulls the strings to the puppet show we call the government. Domestic surveillance. The National Security Agency, or NSA, the CIA, FBI, and so on, with their multi-billion-dollar black op budgets, conduct surveillance on every person in the United States who uses a computer or phone. Thus, on any given day, whether you're walking through a store, driving your car, checking your email, or talking to friends and family on the phone, you can be sure that some government agency is listening in and tracking your behavior. Local police have been outfitted with a litany of surveillance gear, from license plate readers and cell phone tracking devices to biometric data recorders, technology now makes it possible for the police to scan passersby in order to detect the contents of their pockets, purses, briefcases, and so on. Full-body scanners, which perform virtual strip searches of Americans traveling by plane, have gone mobile, with roving police vans that peer into vehicles and buildings alike, including homes. Coupled with the nation's growing network of real-time surveillance cameras and facial recognition software, soon there will really be nowhere to run and nowhere to hide. In fact, that day may have already arrived. Global spying. The NSA's massive surveillance network, what the Washington Post refers to as a $500 billion espionage empire, spans the globe and targets every single person on the planet who uses a phone or computer. The NSA's Echelon program intercepts and analyzes virtually every phone call, fax, and email message sent anywhere in the world. In addition to carrying out domestic surveillance on peaceful political groups such as Amnesty International, Greenpeace, and several religious groups, Echelon has also been a vital component in the government's attempts at political and corporate espionage. Roving TSA searches. The American taxpayer routinely gets ripped off by government agencies in the dubious name of national security. One of the greatest culprits when it comes to swindling taxpayers has been the Transportation Security Agency, or the TSA, with its questionable deployment of and complete mismanagement of millions of dollars worth of airport full-body X-ray scanners, punitive pat-downs by TSA agents, and the theft of travelers' valuables. Then there's the U.S. Patriot Act and the NDAA. America's so-called war on terror, which the government has relentlessly pursued since 9/11, continues to chip away at our freedoms, unravel our Constitution, and transform our nation into a battlefield, thanks in large part to such subversive legislation as the U.S. Patriot Act and the National Defense Authorization Act, or the NDAA. The NDAA actually empowers the president to label someone an extremist and have them taken away to a detention camp, where they will not have access to an attorney or be able to see their family. These laws completely circumvent the rule of law and the rights of American citizens. In so doing, they reorient our legal landscape in such a way as to ensure that martial law rather than the U.S. Constitution is the roadmap by which we navigate life in the United States. The militarized police state. Thanks to federal grant programs allowing the Pentagon to transfer surplus military supplies and weapons to local law enforcement agencies without charge, police forces have been transformed from peace officers into heavily armed extensions of the military, complete with jackboots, helmets, shields, batons, pepper spray, stun guns, assault rifles, body armor, miniature tanks, and weaponized drones. As such, the police have been given the green light to probe, poke, pinch, taser, search, seize, strip, and generally manhandle anyone they see fit in almost any circumstance, all with the general blessing of the courts. SWAT team raids. More than 80,000 SWAT team raids are carried out every year on unsuspecting Americans by local police for relatively routine police matters. Federal agencies, such as the Department of Education and the Smithsonian, are also equipped with their own militarized police squads. In the process, the incidents of botched raids and related casualties continue to rise. Nationwide, SWAT teams continue to be employed to address an astonishingly trivial array of criminal activity or mere community nuisances, including angry dogs, domestic disputes, improper paperwork filed by an orchid farmer, good example, misdemeanor marijuana possession, and overdue educational loans. As a result, innocent American citizens, including children, are being injured and even killed. Domestic drones. The domestic use of drones continues unabated. As mandated by Congress, soon there will be 30,000 drones crisscrossing the skies of America, all part of an industry that could be worth as much as $30 billion per year. These machines, which will be equipped with weapons, will be able to record all activities using video feeds, heat sensors, and radar. An Inspector General report reveals that the Department of Justice has already spent nearly $4 million on drones domestically, largely for use by the FBI, with grants for another $1.3 million so that police departments and other government agencies can acquire their own drones. The school to prison pipeline. A compliant citizenry is now an important element of the deep state controllers. Unfortunately, abject compliance to the state is taught by example in the schools. Through school lockdowns where police and drug-sniffing dogs enter the classroom and zero-tolerance policies that punish all offenses equally and result in young people being expelled for childish behavior. School districts now team up with local law enforcement to create what's called a schoolhouse-to-jailhouse track by imposing a double dose of punishment, suspension or expulsion from school, accompanied by an arrest by the police and a trip to juvenile court and or prison. Overcriminalization. The government bureaucracy turns out laws, statutes, and codes and regulations that reinforce its powers and value systems and those of the police state and its corporate allies, rendering the rest of us petty criminals. The average American now unknowingly commits 3 felonies a day thanks to this overabundance of vague laws that render otherwise innocent activity illegal. Consequently, small farmers who dare to make unpasteurized goat cheese and share it with members of their community have their farms raided, and America's prison population, the largest in the world, continues to grow. And finally, there's the endless wars. America's expanding military empire is bleeding the country dry at a rate of more than $15 billion a month or $20 million an hour. The Pentagon spends more on war than all 50 states combined spend on health, education, welfare, and safety. Yet what most Americans fail to recognize is that these ongoing wars have little to do with keeping the country safe and everything to do with enriching the military-industrial complex at taxpayer expense. Are you getting the message yet? Our so-called representatives in Washington are a little more than figureheads, puppets to entertain and distract the populace from what's really going on. Indeed, the deep state not only holds the nation's capital in thrall, but it also controls Silicon Valley and Wall Street, which supplies the cash that keeps the political machine greased and operating as a diversionary marionette theater. This is fascism in its most covert form, hiding behind agencies and private companies to carry out its dirty deeds. It's a marriage between government bureaucrats and corporate fat cats. As former congressional staffer Mike Lofgren concludes, and I'm quoting here, "The deep state is so heavily entrenched, so well protected by surveillance, firepower, money, and its ability to co-opt resistance that it's almost impervious to change. If there's anything the deep state requires, it's a silent, uninterrupted cash flow and the confidence that things will go on as they have in the past. It is even willing to tolerate a degree of gridlock. Partisan mud wrestling over cultural issues may be a useful distraction from its agenda. In other words, as I point out in my book, Battlefield America, The War on the American People, as long as government officials, elected and unelected alike, are allowed to operate beyond the reach of the Constitution, the courts, and the citizenry, the threat to our freedoms remains undiminished. We, the people, can change all this, however. The question, of course, is, are you willing to fight for your freedoms, or are you content to remain a slave in the American police state?"